Well, it's depressing. I mean, Bashir is a known war criminal, indicted by the International Criminal Court, responsible for the death of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands, was the architect of the genocide in Darfur, has been involved with terrorism and terrorists in Sudan, is now involved in ethnic cleansing right on the border of Sudan and southern Sudan. And for Malawi, which is also a signer of the International Criminal Court, to invite him in and then for us to give Malawi foreign aid, it's crazy to think that we would support a country that is supporting the country that is involved in genocide and a president who's been indicted. And so we're asking that the Millennium Challenge grant pulled back and canceled, totally canceled, and all foreign aid be ceased. Here we're going to give American taxpayer dollars in these tight economic times to a country that has welcomed Bashir, and that's inappropriate.
Congressman, can President Obama take that action?
He can. The president and the Secretary of State both can. And we did a letter to the entire Millennium Challenge board yesterday asking them to cease and desist, to stop it totally and completely. But yes, the president and the Secretary of State can.
Congressman, why do you think Malawi went ahead, despite international criticism, to allow President Bashir to attend the meeting?
Well, I think the only criticism that I've seen was by me. The fact that the Obama administration didn't say anything is kind of an indictment on them. I think maybe Malawi, maybe they agree with Bashir. Maybe they don't think there's any problem with what he's doing with regard to ethnic cleansing. And maybe they thought they could get away with it and nobody would see it. But this is a real test for the administration, a real test for the State Department, and a real test for the Millennium Challenge Grant. If they do that, they are basically cooperating with somebody who's been involved in genocide. And, you know, if you recall, the Clinton administration and other administrations went after Karadzic in the former Yugoslavia, went after Milosevic, went after Mladic, and Karadzic, remember the Karadzic who was then the psychiatrist. So Mladic, Karadzic, and Milosevic, and they all went to the court. So here you have in Europe, they're arresting these guys, but in Africa, Bashir gets to travel. The Chinese gave him a red carpet several months ago. It is depressing to think of that. So I think this is a real test for the Obama administration and for the State Department and for the Millennium Challenge Grant. If they go ahead and give any money to them, I'm going to try to zero them out. No taxpayer dollar, particularly 9% unemployment, people losing their homes. And we're going to give money to a country that's aiding and abetting and supporting and rolling out the red carpet for a known war criminal with American taxpayer dollars? No, sir.
How would you go about zeroing them out, as you put it?
Any way I can. Any way I can.